Good morning. It's 7:04, 51 degrees in Cincinnati, 53 in Dayton. This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Cincinnati City Council members made it clear yesterday they don't much care for City Manager Harry Black's idea of plugging part of a $26 million budget hole with a parking ticket increase. Black's proposed budget would raise tickets from $45 to $60. That would generate about $900,000 a year. Black says the alternative would be to furlough some city employees or reduce services. Councilmember Chris Seelbach says furloughs would be fine with him.
I do think furloughs, especially for our highest paid employees, would make more sense than increasing an already pretty steep parking fee to another $60, which the public absolutely does not support.
Black's budget proposal isn't the last word. Mayor John Cranley says he'll give council his proposed budget later this week. Council must pass a biennial budget by June 30th. The Cincinnati School Board and the Cincinnati Federation of Teachers have announced a new contract has been ratified. It includes a 2% salary increase effective July 1st this year and a 2% increase effective July 1st next year. Our release says the three-year agreement was ratified by 94% of teachers. Some Cincinnati council members say Motorola needs to address the various problems with radios being used by the city's police department. Officers have been complaining about transmitting and receiving audio on the units since they were introduced last summer. The company's been working with the city to address the problems. Assistant Police Chief Dave Bailey spoke to Council's Law and Public Safety Committee yesterday.
Let's get the right, consistent equipment on the radio body, microphones and antennas, and ensure that those are on all the radios and make sure that they got the same programming. Once we got everybody on the same playing field, reevaluate, and again, anytime we got problems, immediately get that to Motorola, immediately diagnose it, and get us an answer.
Those updates are happening now and should be completed soon. The Hamilton County Courthouse reopened yesterday after a weekend of cleaning. A pipe burst on the third floor, sending thousands of gallons of water into several offices and courtrooms. Commission President Todd Portoon is worried about other county buildings.
What are the areas or elements within each building? Where are the elements that if something happened have the capacity of producing the kind of an event that we've now experienced two times in county buildings?
There was also a pipe burst in January 2014 at the Juvenile and Domestic Court building at 800 Broadway. Portoon wants to know how much preventative work would cost and how it could be included in the current budget. Scott Feldman struck out a season-high 9 batters last night to lead the Reds past the Indians 5-1. Partly cloudy today, some clouds late in the day, the high 75, it's 51.